All right, Mr. Kitesis, thank you very much for joining us today.
I'm glad to be here.
And with the holiday break underway, a lot of families are, you know, they got 2 weeks for their kids are out of school, and there might be some things that parents should or shouldn't be doing over break, kind of to make sure their kids stay sharp, don't want to lose too much focus. What do you recommend, and what do other teachers recommend that parents do with their children over break?
I think that a lot of the excitement of the holidays, we kind of lose track of our education or our learning experiences. I think what we would recommend and what we're talking about is to make sure the kids take time to continue having fun outside, doing activities with their family. There's a lot of teachable moments within those activities that they can enjoy and learn from, as well as obviously anytime you can sit down and read a book, read a magazine, take time to read your cards that you might get over the holidays. Those are all different learning moments that can easily be transferred into students' education.
So really just kind of going outside, you said playing in a park, those are kind of those learnable moments. There's a lot of teachable things in everyday family activity that you don't have to overwork to stimulate your kid to do.
Absolutely. Who doesn't love a math snowball game where you're trying to hit different things worth so many points, going out, creating some snowballs, or at this point in time, maybe no snowballs, but just having the time with your family and your friends, maybe even kids in your neighborhood, that you can take time and you can play different games, and whether that's going sledding and creating things. Kids are very creative, and that is a huge part of their education is their background knowledge and their experiences that they have in life at home.
And with the stress of the holidays too, I mean, it's important to kind of keep kids. You want to have those family experiences, but you also don't want to overbear them or with your own stress.
Absolutely. That would be the one thing I would say, is make sure that they enjoy break first off. A lot of excitement. Many families will be traveling, and hopefully they're safe travels. When they're going to and from those family sites, they, you know, if they're listening to music and just enjoying themselves, singing carols or singing whatever they would like to sing, just having a good time, relaxing. And making sure, I think one of the things is continue to get to bed at a decent time. That's a very big important part with younger kids' education, is consistency. And so trying to continue to get to bed at a decent time. And I'm sure that some of those days throughout the week, bedtime might be a little bit later, which is understandable. But as 3-4 days here before school rolls back around, hopefully we're getting back. Getting a good bedtime established again and getting back to that consistent routine so that they can help them when they come back here to school.
All right. And is there anything else that you wanted to add? Or
happy holidays to everybody, and enjoy the break.
All right. Well, thank you very much.